congrats on the bronze medal at the World Juniors. We know it's not what you started that tournament hoping you would achieve, but admit it to us on the radio right now. If it wasn't going to be you, and you beat your rivals, the Finns, in the bronze medal game, you're more pleased that it was Canada winning gold than Russia, right? Like, admit it.
I guess I have to say so. Yeah.
Yeah, and also admit this: that Russia team, a little bit of divers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can probably agree on that one as well.
Yeah, absolutely we can. It's so weird. Every year Russia always has a team where there's a lot of guys who are really tough and who play really physical, but then they also mix in a high amount of quality of divers. It happens every year. It is what it is. You guys fell victims of it. Man, you played great though, and you should feel good about it. Was there, like, did you feel, you're still a young guy, but going into that tournament, did you really feel like a leader on Team Sweden?
Yeah, I felt like a leader this year. I felt like even last year when I played the World Juniors, I felt like it went pretty well for me, and I got a pretty big role. So that was kind of more what I was expecting this year. Last year, I didn't know really what to expect, but this year I pretty much had the feeling before going in that I wanted to help the team to win and be a leader on the team, and I think it went pretty well for me.
Well, that's what we tend to focus on younger players, right, is how have you improved and how have you gotten better and how have you changed from a year ago? If you were assessing your own game, even from the start of this year when you broke camp with the Leafs, where do you think your biggest improvement has been?
To be honest, I think just everywhere. I think I was more prepared for this season than yet last year. Last summer was really busy with the draft, combine, and everything like that. So, and I didn't really know where I was going to play that season. So this year was a lot easier to just prepare, and I know I was coming to Toronto and play here, and I was really prepared for the season. But at the same time, I don't think the improvements were obviously there. But at the same time, I think just my confidence was a lot higher this year. And I think as a hockey player, that's kind of how you build your game. So that was obviously a big thing for me this year.
What about those six games with the Maple Leafs and the confidence that you might have gotten breaking camp with that team? How has that affected your season going forward?
No, I think it was a good confidence boost there at the in the beginning, and coming down to the Marlies, I kind of knew what kind of or what I can do up with the big guys too and with the big clubs. So that was obviously a big help for my confidence, and coming down here, getting a bigger role. I think up in the Leafs, I think I was averaging about 13 minutes or something a game, and down here I'm probably playing like double a couple of games. So as I said, as when you get confidence as a hockey player, I think that's kind of how you build your game. So that was a good start for me, obviously.
Yeah, it was 13 minutes, but it was really impressive, man. Like, again, you're 19 years old. You break camp with a team that has Stanley Cup aspirations, and you play the six games, and a lot of people think that you're going to stick. And then I think it was a game against Detroit, right?
It was, yeah.
Where you took the big hit. And after that, when you get sent down, the messaging from the coaching staff was essentially – and I'm paraphrasing here, but just that the game was really physical and they didn't want to have that toll on you. Did you agree with that assessment at the time, or do you see it any differently now?
It's different. I mean, playing up there, but I mean, hockey is a physical sport and it's always going to be. So I think it's not only for that. I think I can see both good and bad stuff with being up there. I mean, as a young player, you obviously need a bit more ice time too to develop. And I think getting down here, playing a lot more minutes, I think that will help my game too. So I think Toronto has one of the best, if not the best, development teams in the world. So I'm just listening to them and just trying to work hard every day and just get better.
This is kind of a tough question to ask, but just off of that, because you don't have anything really to compare it to, but are you able to look at the success of some of the other players that have come through this organization recently, some of the younger players, and just the way that they've developed, and a lot of those guys exceeding expectations, maybe some who were even further down the draft board, like a guy like Andreas Johnsson, who was a seventh round pick, and see the kind of success they're having. And does that give you a little bit more trust with Kyle Dubas in this organization, that the path that they choose for you, however patient they ask you to be, is going to be one that you are more agreeable with?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Andreas is a guy I'm really like looking up to, and I mean, I've been spending a lot of time with him here too. So he's been a good guy for me, and to to be around. And obviously he was down here with the Marlies for a couple of seasons, and I was playing really well up there. Hopefully he can get back in the game soon here. But I mean, and then with the trust there, I mean, I think I had trust for everyone in this organization just right from I got drafted. So, but yeah, I mean, I obviously trust the whole organization with what they want and what they want me to be.
Talking to Rasmus Sandin, so obviously the season's been an unmitigated success for you, despite the fact that you're not still with the Toronto Maple Leafs. But that must have been a disappointment, getting sent down. I imagine when you broke camp with this team and you played so well out of the gate that you had visions of sticking the entire season. Was it disappointing? How did you deal with that?
I mean, yeah, obviously you want to be up there and play with a big club. That was my goal coming into camp. I mean, I know it's not easy to crack a roster when you're 19 years old as well, but I think that was one of my part goals this year, to crack the lineup, and I did. So after that, I was just trying to play as good as I can every game and every practice and try to stick around. But I mean, obviously you're getting disappointed when you're getting sent down, but at the same time, you got to see the good things about it, and I think I did that in a really good way, and I think this season has been pretty good so far.
Do you allow your mind to go to places about, you know, thinking about getting back with this team, maybe even for the playoffs? Have you been told anything explicitly about your return to the Maple Leafs?
No, not really, and I'm not trying to think about it neither too much. I mean, as I said before, I think I'm just going to try to come into the rink every day with a good mindset and try to work hard and try to get better every day. And I think if I do that, I mean, I'm going to end up where I should be. And if it's not now, I think in a couple of years, and I'm going to evaluate my career after I'm done. So I think it's not now. I need to be up there, but and I'm not trying to really focus on it too much neither.
Yeah, I'm always really fascinated by guys like yourself who at 19 years old see this much success and have a whirlwind year like this. Like, again, you played in the NHL this year at 19. You're back down to the AHL. You're asked for a ton of responsibility, even in that league at your age. Then you travel to the Czech and play in a World Junior tournament and play in a really, really tight game where, yeah, you score two big goals against Russia and your team, you know, just gets eked out and gets a loss. And you're probably just thinking about improvement, and working on your game and working hard. And when I was 19 years old, I was like trying to wake up for one class at university essentially a week. Like, that was my goal. It was like, all right, man.
And you failed often.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, all right, dude, come on. You got to make it to this. Just one. You paid a lot of money for this class. Just come on. Just muscle it out. And a lot of times I'd come up short. Like, are you able to kind of get out and enjoy the city sometimes? Are you able to just kind of soak in, you know, being a young guy in Toronto every once in a while balancing those other responsibilities? Like, it feels like a lot.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think we just have a really good group here and a bunch of Swedes. So, I mean, that's obviously a big help. Spending a lot of time with Timothy. He can actually cook some food as well. So he cooks sometimes for me and stuff like that. And I've been hanging out with William Nylander and a couple other guys, with Andreas and those. So it's been great. You can go out, do some shopping and walk around the city, see some stuff. And yeah, it's been great. It's been great.
Man, one guy in the crew who can cook, that's huge.
Yeah, it's like, big. And that wants to.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he just makes you go get the ingredients and then he takes care of the rest?
Pretty much, yeah. No, but we're trying to help each other out there, but he was just teasing me the whole day yesterday. He was cooking a lot of Swedish meatballs at home so he can have for pre-game meals and stuff. So
beauty.
He was just sending me pictures of that the whole night yesterday. So yeah, that's what he did all last night.
No, that's definitely the Swedish group of guys, because if you were the Toronto group of guys, it'd be Uber Eats every single night. Like, yeah. That would be it. It'd be like, what are you doing for dinner? Like, here's my containers wall. Here's all my takeout plastic. Here's all the bags that are piled up in a corner of my place. That's the way it is. As we're talking to Rasmus Sandin, Marlies defenseman, start of the year with the Leafs, bronze at the Worlds right now. So how would you describe your relationship with Sheldon Keefe? Obviously now you moved on with Greg Moore, but what's your level of communication been like with him? Like, how do you perceive him as a head coach?
My relationship with Sheldon is great. I think he was a huge part of my last season. I think I had a very good last season. It was a great first year for me, and he was obviously a big help for me. It's not very easy sometimes to get into a professional league, and especially not the American League as an 18-year-old. But we always had good communication during the year and showing me video clips, what I can do better, what I do well and stuff like that. So we had really good communication, and he was a huge part of my success from last year.
Yeah, this isn't meant to sewer any of your other coaches, but there's a lot of buzz about how he's different and how he's more collaborative. Is that something that you've noticed already with him? Is that maybe there is a, like, what makes Sheldon Keefe different maybe from the other coaches you've had in the past?
Well, he plays music in practice. Okay. That's one thing, but which I like, so I don't mind that at all. But no, but he just has a really good communication with all the players, I feel like. And he handles players, I think, kind of differently in a good way. I think some players he talks a little bit more with, some players he doesn't talk as much with. And I think he has a really good balance of that and trying to communicate with players and try to see what they want. So I think he just communicates well with all the players and really know how to coach every single individual. And I think at the end, that's going to help the team a lot.
You mentioned you hang out with all the Swedes. I might advise hanging out with – I would advise against hanging out with William Nylander just because, you know, it makes everybody else look bad when you're standing next to that dude. Probably not a great idea. But Timothy Liljegren is a guy that we're super interested in here. And he's been called up a couple of times, still waiting to make his NHL debut. And I know for a lot of players, they don't like to talk about their own skill set or where they think they're at, and they prefer to talk about teammates. So maybe you can give us a little insight into where Timothy's at in his development and whether you think, you know, he's ready to take that next step, and maybe some advice that you passed along to him, having a little bit of experience in the National Hockey League right now.
Well, right now you can't really talk to him because, I mean, he's having a couple good last games, so he's kind of cocky about that. But otherwise, I think he's had a really good year so far. He really deserved those call-ups, I feel like, and we both, I think, are waiting for his first game to come. I think he's been working on everything. He was really, really good, I mean, since camp this year, and just done a really good job, and especially here at the end. I've just seen highlight clips, and I've seen he scored a couple goals here lately. So he's just a great player, and I think he's ready to make the jump. I mean, it's not very easy to crack the D roster here and on the Leafs. I mean, they got really good defensemen, but he's doing a really good job down here, and he'll be up there soon enough.
Yeah. Is the future of this Maple Leafs blue line top four pairing of the two of you?
I mean, I'd like to see that, but I mean, it's not easy to take a top four role in any NHL team. But I think if we both just do the right things here, and I think we could both do some good things with the Leafs later.
I forgot to mention with your 19-year-old schedule, also media training. That was a good answer.
Yeah, that was really smart.
Somebody just patted you on the back, like, good job, kid. That was the one practice.
Yeah, don't sound too cocky. That was smart.
That was right on the money. Confident, not cocky. That's the way we do it, Rasmus. Hey, man, thanks for your time today, pal. This was really fun. We really enjoyed catching up with you, and congrats on just an incredible year.
Of course. Thank you.